I'm William Patterson, and I live in Carradale. Lived here all my life. Well, the back generations, I don't know how many, but likes we owned the shop and the baker shop and the farm here. And that's pretty much it, I think. My grandfather grew up here as well, and his father built the big house. That would be my great grandfather that would build it. I seem to remember the long hot summers, always out playing 4 discotheques a week during the summer months. The village was very busy then, compared with, well, the way it is now. That would be the 70s. It was in the village hall. Well, Monday night was in the Glen. The hotel was really busy then. That was one of the main hubs of the village, between that and the bigger shop, which is now no more. Well, there would be, I think there was 4 or 5 tea rooms. There was 5 shops, 3 petrol pumps, maybe 4 petrol pumps, whereas there's none now. You need to go to Campbelltown to get petrol. There was one at the harbour, one at the hotel, one at the Glen, and one at Semple's, for Semple's Garages. But you get petrol at 2 o'clock in the morning down at Owens, because Kenneth would still be in the shop at that time of night, and you could go down with the car and he would give you petrol at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, all my pals went to the fishing. You know, ones that maybe be a couple of years older than me, they'd been at the fishing for 2 years before I started. But just the money was good, the fishing was good at the time, and when the fishing was good, the village was good. There's plenty of money getting circulated through the village. You only had to work 4 days a week then as well, because you're making enough money in 4 days. That was more than enough. So you didn't go out on a Friday, so it's a 4 day week. You went to the pub, or you went to the shop, or you spent the money in the village. The money was kept in the village. They used to say when the fishing was good, the village was good. Mostly prawns, but also herring, whitefish, clams, but it was mostly prawns over my 40 odd years at the fishing. There's only 2 of us, but she was a very easy boat to work. You'd work with 2 men, no bother. Well, it's been sold, it's now in Ireland, I believe. Still good. Well, when I went to the fishing in 1977, there was 23 trawlers in the village. Now there isn't any. There's 2 creel boats, small creel boats. But the harbour also gets used for the fish farm. They keep their boats there and their offices and, just up to the pier. Well, I'm all for the fish farm. It provides jobs, and I think it can only be good for the village. Some people don't agree with that, but that's my opinion. The youngsters leaving the school, it's an option for them to go to the fish farm. So, I think it's a good thing. Social life is, to me, is a pub. Growing up, you worked hard during the week and then you played hard at the weekend. Slightly different now. I see most of the people that are moving up to the village nowadays, before they were pensioners, now they seem to be more middle-aged. There are several couples who moved into the village within the last few years, which is a lot better than what it was before, because it was just a retirement home for a lot of people. But that's changed. They're still, the next door to me, they both work, they're not 58. So, they're still working from home mostly, I suppose, nowadays. Well, I hope it continues to I mean, COVID was took a lot out of the village, I think, but things are slowly, I think, getting better. Just hope it keeps going like that and more people move to the village, because you need to, a lot of youngsters leave the village now because there's no work for them here. But I don't know, maybe people that are moving to the village nowadays, they seem to enjoy it.